Fred Hirsch, improviser, composer, educator, band leader, collaborator and 14-time Grammy nominee who will be appearing with his trio at this year's Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. And there you heard them with a little bit of a track called We See. Cormac Larkin is with me on this Wednesday evening, taking a look at what audiences can expect on the upcoming bank holiday weekend. I was asking, just as we were listening to a little bit of the Fred Hirsch there, what year are we in with the Cork Jazz Festival at this point, Cormac?
So this is the 42nd Cork Jazz Festival. It started in, I think it was 78, in the Metropole Hotel. It was essentially started to fill hotel rooms, and the October bank holiday was just brought in that year, and they sort of were looking for something to fill hotel rooms, and they went, I know, the jazz.
Right, so they went, and that's how jazz became part of it. And obviously it has waxed and waned over the years in certain ways. When was it at its height and at its best?
I would say that during the 80s and 90s, there was some really great music to be had at the festival. There was always this issue of how they put it on, how they staged and where they put it, because you had the Metropole Festival Club, and it was, frankly, a bear pit. And, you know, you had ringing cash registers and you had a lot of people talking. But you could still find great music, and, you know, you would find rooms full of the jazz listeners for some, like, really great music and really kind of current music. I remember seeing Dave Holland's quintet, and there's probably everybody else I knew was in that room that day.
And where would you put it now in its current manifestation? Is it in a waxing period or a waning period?
Well, I mean, so last year there was a new director appointed, Sinead Dunphy, and everybody talked about Renaissance.
I remember you being quite happy about that and quite excited about
and
it.
And she really got behind the contemporary art form, and she put on, like, for instance, that one of her bookings was Maria Schneider, the fantastic Maria Schneider Orchestra. But she also really got behind the domestic scene and put on a lot of Irish jazz acts. And that's the big thing that's changed, Sean, in the last 40 years. So, I mean, 40 years ago, there was maybe a handful of people of Irish musicians that were playing this music at a high level, and maybe only one, Louis Stewart, that was like really playing it at an international stage. But that's not true now. I mean, we're turning out hundreds, literally hundreds of graduates from third level courses, really well respected third level courses in Belfast, in Dublin and in Cork, and this music has become a much more kind of all embracing art form. It's kind of I would say it's the new art music of the 21st century, and there's so many musicians drawing on so many different things, and there's more of a European centre of gravity to the music now.
Yeah, so I think what you're hinting at is here, you'd like to have more of that Irish, those well qualified, if you like, Irish artists representing this. Fred Hirsch is obviously a big international name. Are there other big international acts coming here?
Not really. The only other big jazz act that I would recommend on the main programme is Kurt Elling, the singer. Mm. And until Gregory Porter came along, Kurt Elling was kind of it for male singers in jazz. He's been a little eclipsed now, but Kurt Elling is a very talented singer and well worth seeing.
Right, okay, and I know you want to talk then about where you think, if you are looking for jazz this year, you're going to have to go to some of the smaller venues and have a look there.
Well, so, you know, as usual, you always have to go digging a little bit, but this year what's happened is that you've got a couple of parallel strands that aren't programmed by the festival.
So these are this is almost like a developing fringe then.
You could almost say that there's almost a parallel festival developing. Mm. So Tony Sheehan, who's the director of the Triskel, has been running his ECM weekend for a few years now, and they moved it to the jazz weekend, and it's a celebration of the music of that fantastic Hamburg record label that was founded by Manfred Eicher.
Right.
And so they have a brilliant series in the Triskel. And Triskel is so beautiful, a place to listen to music. It's like an oasis in the desert.
I thought you talked about this being an oasis of calm, which might be a good point to listen to the John Sherman track that you suggested we might listen to, Saxophonist. And so this is kind of smoky nighttime stuff, isn't it?
So John Sherman is like a beautiful example, actually, of this kind of European center of gravity. He's an English saxophonist. He lives in Norway, and he's been recording for ECM for years now. Mm. The track we're going to listen to is a really beautiful record that he made with the guitarist John Abercrombie a few years ago, and it's called Ojeda. Thank you.
Yeah, it certainly is easygoing stuff there from the jazz saxophonist John Sermon, whose part then, you were saying to me as we were listening there, Cormac Clark, and he's part of that Triskel section of the festival, or kind of to the side of the festival. The other place there where lots is happening is the Green Room of the Cork Opera House. And, like, you know, in some ways it kind of suits the idea of a jazz festival, doesn't it, that maybe the lots of the interesting stuff is happening sideways?
Well, the irony is that the front door of the... If you go in the front door of the Cork Opera House, you'll get to see Aslan. Mm. But if you go in the back door, the green room sessions at the back, they're being programmed by Cork trombonist Paul Dunleavy, who's really one of the linchpins of the Cork scene, and tours with Michael Bublé, and he's a fantastic player himself. But this year he has separately curated this series, and it's all Irish jazz musicians.
So it's all Irish musicians.
With the exception, Paul Booth is an English saxophonist, but the rest of the programme is entirely Irish, and it's really, really strong, and it's kind of an example of how strong the scene has become here. You've got a group led by Ronan Guilfoyle, who's kind of one of the great pedagogues of the Irish jazz scene, but he leads brilliant bands, and this Brazilian group is called Tudo Bem, and it has Brazilian drummer Andre Antunes, who's the drummer with Republica Luz, and it has a Venezuelan pianist, Leopoldo CEO, who's one of the expats who's come to live in Ireland and really kind of, you know, improved the scene here. So that's Tudo Bem. You've got Umbra, and I think we would listen to
I might finish up with Umbra, because I want to hear Sue Reinhart now here. Just tell me a little bit about her. She's in the green room as well.
So Sue Reinhart is a singer from Dublin, and, like, talk about totally original. She has been doing this project with a bass player, Dan Bodwell, just bass and voice, and she recorded a beautiful, her debut album was that, and they're going to reunite to play some of that music. And Sue is, I mean, it's like she's drawing on classical music, she's drawing on folk music, she's drawing on early music.
A lot of influence.
This is the way jazz musicians behave nowadays. They pull in from everywhere.
And that's the voice there of Sue Reinhart, one of the Irish artists appearing at this year's Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. Cormac Larkin, looking forward to it with us this evening. Other things then that are standing out from the programme, I know that the big things are that kind of off-centre stuff in both the Green Room at the Cork Opera House and the Triskel. Other things that you might point us towards, Cormac?
Well, it's beyond those two series, it's thin pickings, really. There's a couple of... the Metropole Festival Club is there, and it's mostly what you might charitably describe as wedding bands.
Is that very nasty now?
Well, maybe it is. But, you know, like, so in other words, kind of novelty heritage kind of acts, not really kind of serious jazz. But there are a couple of really great Irish players in amongst them. Belfast drummer Darren Beckett has a trio. And
so is this where we're more likely to get jazz standards and maybe more familiar tunes? Is that
I don't know exactly what Darren's going to play, but that's going to be a swinging piano trio.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to fight your way into the Metropole Club on Saturday night to see that. And who knows how much background chat there'll be. The other Tom Carraher, saxophone player who lives in Tralee, has a band, and that'll be worth seeing in the Metropole. And elsewhere, you can check out the programme. The likes of Mary Coughlan, Jimmy Smith, people like that, great musicians are playing on the sort of what they call the jazz trail.
You're a bit disappointed.
I'm kind of hoping that the festival will one of these years live up to its name and be a jazz festival, Sean, is what I'm hoping, and what all of us in the Irish jazz community are hoping.
Right, but you want us to finish up by listening to a little bit of Umbra then, who you mentioned, Conor Guilfoyle.
So Umbra are on that same programme that Paul Dunleavy has put together, and Umbra are a really fantastic four-piece from Dublin, and Chris Guilfoyle, the guitarist, who's a son of Ronan's, and he composed this music on a trip that he made in the west coast of America a couple of years ago by himself on public transport, and this is the tune he wrote in LA.
There, I learned a new term from you, Cormac Clarkin, as I was listening to Umbra there. Math metal jazz is what we call that.
Well, influenced by math metal, Sean, let's say.
Okay, let's put it that way. LA, the title of the track there from Umbra, and you can hear him literally. Which of the Guilfoyles is it again?
Chris.
You can hear him travelling along on public transport in the midst of that tune. That's Cormac Larkin there, Larkin, speaking to us about what's going on at this year's Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. Kicks off on the 24th of October, runs through until the 28th, that bank holiday weekend.